Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You want to see loco?
Yeah. Let's go. Right about now. What's up? We need all the ladies to hit the dance floor.
Dominica.
If you got a big old booty.
Big old booty.
Well, you don't like that.
I don't. Really don't. That is that's very cultural.
Oh yeah,
big old booty. And what happens is, so not how I plan to start football Friday. But what happens is, a lot of white guys pretend because they want, you know, oh yeah, no, it's all about the big old booty. No, it's not.
They get overwhelmed. I dive in.
I just I don't need that.
Oh goodness gracious.
A little like, you know, 90s coked up model hasn't had a meal in.
Excuse me.
6 or 7 days.
I like them when they look like that.
Not how I planned on starting the show.
Knowing in 10 years they'll fall apart, but right now, they are fine.
I retract this beginning to the show.
Football
Friday. Let's go. Come on, man. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The Josh Rosen era will begin officially on Sunday, has essentially begun already, right?
Yep.
So, what will it bring for Dolphins fans? And I have a real question regarding this, because we don't know, and I don't know if you'll ever really know this season. But I do want to ask you this, and we have a loaded potato on this Football Friday. And when I say a loaded potato, I really mean it. Walt Akins is supposed to join us in about 15 minutes.
Yes.
So we've had some really good interviews with Dolphins players on Football Fridays, Sam McGuavin and Christian Wilkins. And I'm very excited to talk to Walt Akins today because Sam McGuavin told us a story a couple weeks ago. Walt Akins is one of the guys that hazed him. And I say hazing loosely. I mean, he didn't do anything. But he made him go to Popeye's to get those chicken sandwiches. Sam McGuavin ended up having to wait in line just for two sandwiches, just for Walt. This wasn't for the defense, wasn't for the secondary. It was literally for Walt.
$10. I had to come out $17,000. He came out $10.
Had to wait for like 2 hours to get the sandwiches. By the time Sam McGuavin got out of Popeye's, his car had been towed. He had to call Walt Akins. Walt volunteered to pay for the towing. Anyways, we have a lot to talk to. A lot to talk to Walt about. But my real question about the Josh Rosen era is, do you think Brian Flores has handled his first season okay so far?
No. And
I would take it a step further, too. Let me ask you the same thing about Manny Diaz. I mean, they're both into their head coaching starts. And I think that if you want to make analogies, Brian Flores has been handling the quarterback situation more like Mark Richt did with Malik Rozier and Nikosi Perry, and Manny Diaz has been a little more solidified in his quarterback choice, which looks like it was the right choice anyway. But your initial thoughts on Brian Flores, and by the way, these are initial thoughts. Don't worry, this is not our thoughts for 2020 and 21 or whatever. These are just based on training camp, preseason, and two regular season games.
I think Manny did it. I think he could have picked Jaren a little earlier, a week earlier. He waited to the last second, but Brian Flores has not done it right. Because you pick a quarterback, but Rosen has played in two games. So did you really pick a starting quarterback and then you bench him? And in the Ravens game and the Patriots game, I think Manny initially waited too long, but now he's stuck with Jaren. And Jaren's actually been playing well. And that's the difference with Brian Flores, because I don't know, as I criticized Brian Flores in the Patriot game, they had 38 yards of total offense heading into the fourth quarter. Would I have stuck with my starting quarterback? Probably not. He he's been very non-vocal on his decisions, and he just makes them. I think Brian Flores should be more open about what he's thinking about. Manny Diaz does it. Brian Flores does it.
If we have time later, because when I tell you this show is loaded, it's loaded. If we have time later, I'll play for you the Bill Belichick press conference from today. Did you see it?
Oh.
This is, I mean, it's brilliant, but you see where Brian Flores comes from with that kind of stuff. Like, Brian Flores isn't going to give you too much. Told you yesterday at his media availability, Ryan Fitzpatrick was the quarterback. And then a couple hours later, it gets leaked out that, no, it's going to be Josh Rosen. Bill Belichick had a press conference today. He was asked, hey, what about Antonio Brown? And then he said, I'm going to talk football. I don't want to talk about Antonio Brown. If you want to talk about on-the-field stuff, happy to talk about it. And then he got peppered for a minute and a half, 2 minutes, of just Antonio Brown questions, which I give credit to the media. They were couching them in kind of football, in this roundabout football way. But finally, Bill Belichick just walked away from the podium. He just walked away. He's like, yeah, I can't do this anymore.
Right or otherwise, I think Bill Belichick has proven that he can act that way. Flores can't act like Belichick yet.
Right, that's the difference. Like, yes. But when you're raised around that, as Brian Flores was for 15 years, that's the way you want to approach things because you know it works. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, like, Brian Flores knows what he's doing is going to work because he's seen it work. Now, whether it does or not, it remains to be seen. But Brian Flores, this is not someone pretending to, you know, someone who's watched the Bill Belichick way from afar and then says, I want to implement that kind of style because it worked for Bill Belichick. It's not that. This guy's been around it. He's seen it work. So when he's giving you, you know, short, you know, not really communicative answers on the quarterback or whatnot, it's because he's seen it work before.
But when, you know what, I use you. Your father was in textiles, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you took over your father's business, you can't just pick up the same exact way your father did it and
right.
think that's going to work because you're not your father. Brian Flores isn't Bill Belichick. He can't just be Bill Belichick now with a different face on a different team.
But if that's the only way he's seen success before, you're going to try to emulate it.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you're going to try to. Now, whether it works or not, it remains to be seen. I'm sure if you go back and look at the first press conferences from Matt Patricia with Detroit last season, I'm sure that they smelled and tasted like a Bill Belichick press conference. And text that in, by the way. What does a Bill Belichick press conference smell and taste like? Text that in.
Starch and corn chips. Is that a good one?
Starch. That is like winner. That's the winner on Family Feud. Like starch. it's like one small protein and four starches.
Starch and corn chips.
That is a great answer. Text that in. What does a Bill Belichick press conference smell and taste like? Text 67974. Texts on Hochman and Crowder are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, the all-new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models.
Smells like a coffin, tastes like Tums.
I love starch.
Starch.
Starch. like potatoes or no. Just starch.
Whatever pops in your
like
mind.
MSG.
When you
it's
hear
just
that
like,
word.
Yeah, just starch. It's like, I mean, we've all been told, right? Not too many starches. Like, at the Bill Belichick press conference, there's a lot of starch.
Starch.
All right, because we have such a loaded potato today, let's get some headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Gardner Minshew led the Jags to their first win of the season.
We had money on Tennessee, a terrible bet by Crowder. That was
sorry, fellas.
All his doing. That bet tasted like starch. And that Gardner Minshew, good. And I'm sitting there. I mean, shame on you, because I'm yelling for Ryan Tannehill to come in.
Yes, sir.
And you did that to me. September
19th, 2019, the day Minshew Mania took over the NFL.
Did you see the post-game interview with Calais Campbell on field?
No.
So they're interviewing Calais Campbell, who ate a bunch of starch during that game, goodness. If Gardner Minshew was starch.
Did they know he was there?
If Marcus Mariota was starch.
Did they miss him?
Hard to miss Calais Campbell, but they did. After the game, he's being interviewed on the field, and the reporter says, you know, what about Minshew Mania? Like, are you feeling or whatever? He pulls a fake mustache out of his, you know, football pants and puts it on. Minshew Mania has reached Calais Campbell. All right, what else you got, Solana?
The Marlins have extended manager Don Mattingly for two more seasons.
I love that, by the way. We love Don Mattingly, and I'm glad that he's going to be part of the rebuild because he's been a very good soldier this season and last.
Yes, and that's the thing, too. We asked about would he be ready for a rebuild. Obviously, yes, because he got an extension.
Yep.
Tonight, the Marlins do begin a three-game series versus the Nationals. First pitch is set for 7:10 from Marlins Park. Tomorrow, the U hosts Central Michigan.
Let's go!
At the Rock. Kickoff is at 4 p.m.
Can't wait.
I am cheering for y'all because that damn Jim McElwain's the head coach of Central Michigan.
Yeah, we just learned that this week.
I want y'all to beat him by 160.
Well, I hope so, too, because I think we're going to bet the Canes minus 29.5 is the last I saw.
With the offense I've seen him run, you're fine.
On the line.
This dude doesn't know what's going
what
on.
What else, Solana?
FIU is on the road at Louisiana Tech tonight, 8 p.m. on this radio station the Solana Show, which will be from 6 to 7:30.
Alejandro Solana right here on 790 The Ticket, followed by FIU football. Papa, I mean, that is your dream.
Yeah.
I mean, you're an FIU Panther. Like, you're on the flagship station for the FIU Panthers. You'll host a show, and then Panther football. It's your dream, Papa.
It is my dream.
Nice job, buddy. That's pretty cool.
Take it easy on the jokes.
Yeah, do just a sports show. You know what I mean? Like humor-free, like you are.
Tonight as well, U School hosts Champagnat Catholic High School.
There you go.
7 p.m.
Let's go,
kickoff.
Crowder. Crowder's got homecoming tonight.
Yes, sir. What's my saying on defense?
We're going to blitz them.
Blitz the hell out of them.
We're going to blitz them.
Send everybody.
And finally, today at 4 p.m. begins the first global climate strike in Miami. Protesters will join outside the Miami Beach City Hall and demand an end to the age of fossil fuels. At 6 p.m. is the first global climate strike after party. Protesters will meet for drinks and music after the strike at the Corner Bar in downtown Miami.
That's great.
The game doesn't end until 10:30. What time's the after party?
You're going to the climate after party?
Man, I would love to be there.
I'll tell you what, that party's going to be hot.
Look at you. That was actually good.
That's because I'm funny. Solana didn't have that in him. You did. You prepared that story. You didn't have that kind of kicker. I just gave it to you.
I fed that to Hawk, everybody.
Thank you for the alley-oop. I appreciate that. All right, anything else, Solana?
No, that's it.
All right, let's take a break because Walt Akins is supposed to join us on this Football Friday. Walt Akins from the Miami Dolphins. We have a lot of stuff to get to with him just based off Sam McGuavin's stories a couple weeks ago. Football Friday presented by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania, please drink responsibly. And again, loaded potato today, not just Walt Akins, Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. We're going to do our deal best bets of the week. Ira will stop by. Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football expert. Kevin Burkhart from NFL on Fox. Kevin Burkhart is on the call this Sunday in Dallas for the Dolphins-Cowboys game. So we have a loaded potato that'll begin with Walt Akins in a moment.
Loaded potato, but you need some meat on that meal. And I got to let you know about Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market to get that meat. Guys, get to Delaware. I've been going there 15 years. Somebody told me about it the second I got down here after I got drafted. I've been going back ever since. You will too. Thousands of people, thousands of family go to Delaware weekly. Jump on the bandwagon. We have plenty space. 441 just south of the Sawgrass. I mean, 441 just south of Sterling Road, sorry, and it is beautiful, guys. It's amazing. There's a 4-foot chicken on the roof. You can't miss it. They have it all. lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey. They have lobster. They have shrimp. They have 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs. They literally have everything you can think of. You got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and a seafood market, and they have all the raw food. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. I just told you about 20% of what they got. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu, and then you can order in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. You tell them what you want. Your order's packed and ready when you get there, saving you time, saving you money, giving you delicious food. It's Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have the raw food, but they also have the prepared food, the broasted chicken dinner. They have a 4-piece, 8-piece, 12-piece, 16, 20-piece. It is oven-fried chicken. It is delicious. Feed as many people as you like, and the rotisserie chicken, turkey, turkey breast, turkey roll, ducks, Cornish hens. If you want delicious food, go to Delaware. And Rosh Hashanah is coming up. If you want to show out for Rosh Hashanah, you want off-the-chain Rosh Hashanah, delicious diblets and dablets, we got it all.
Diblets and dablets?
For the Rosh Hashanah, diblets and dablets. The white fish, the pike, and the carp, we will clean and grind for free. The filter fish patties, chopped chicken liver, the first cut Angus brisket, all the dibbles and dabbles of Rosh Hashanah are right there at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. But really, get down there. It's on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there for Rosh Hashanah or dinner today, tomorrow, this weekend, tell them Crowder sent you.
Somebody texts in, this is funny. When Gardner Minshew left for college, he told his father, "You are the man of the house now." That's really funny. Walt Akins from the Miami Dolphins. He is scheduled to join us next on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Walt Akins going to join us momentarily from the Dolphins. People text in all the time with complaints about the Radio.com app. We had a meeting on it this afternoon, okay? We are hearing you. We understand, and we're working on it. It's, trust me, as frustrating as it can be at times for you, the listener, it is just as frustrating for us when we get, you know, tweets and texts of people saying, yeah, the app isn't working, or it's cutting out, or it's playing commercials over and over. We are working on it. But if you have a moment and you haven't downloaded the Radio.com app, we would appreciate it. And again, literally had a meeting today about it, and hopefully it'll be corrected sooner rather than later. But if you download the Radio.com app, you can search for Hockman and Crowder. And then when you see our show, hit subscribe on the podcast. It's free, and we would appreciate it. So that's my little public service announcement for anyone that has been concerned about the performance of their Radio.com app. Walt Akins going to call momentarily. Does he have the new updated phone number? Is that the...
Yeah, I just double-checked with the Dolphins, and they do have the correct number. Okay. They're just finding some better service outside.
Sounds good. So Walt Akins in a moment, and he's going to join us on the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they truly are steps beyond convenience. Walt Akins, I don't want to get into too much here, because if I start to deviate what we were going to talk about, and then Walt will call in, and then it'll be like, well, I'll hold that thought, and we'll get to him. So I'm just going to vamp here a little bit while Walt Akins joins us. And I'll bring everybody up to speed again. So Sam McGuavin was on with us week one of the Dolphin season. And he told us this story about Walt Akins, part of the rookie hazing. Although Sam McGuavin's a 3-year vet of the CFL.
He's still a rookie in the league.
Walt Akins, you and I were talking about it off the air. He's one of the most veteran defenders on the Dolphins.
Yes, I think he's the 5th oldest guy on the team.
That's crazy, because a lot of people still think of Walt Akins as being a young guy or a new guy, but he was drafted, I think this is his 6th season, right?
Oh,
I think
man. It's his fully vested, man. He got that money coming when he turns 55.
Yeah, so he really is one of the oldest guys on the defense. That tells you something about the Dolphins.
Yes, and the captain of the special teams. Like, he's a big cog in the system. He would be, it seems like, I can't speak for Greer and those guys, seems like he would be a building block type pair.
I think he is a building block type guy, because he's, now he had limited play in the New England game, but now Minka's been traded, And Rashad's not going to play again, I'm guessing, because Rashad didn't practice today.
TJ's gone. I think Walt's going to have to jump in this game.
And then special teams, obviously, like you said, he's a captain. So yeah, he's one of the defensive stalwarts on that team. So hopefully in a moment. We hearing that he's going to be there, Solana, or we're still waiting?
Still waiting, but I am hearing he will be calling momentarily.
Okay, I love that he's an OG and he still hazes people.
So that was the story. So Sam McGuavin, 3-year CFL vet, but rookie of the NFL. So Walt Akins tells him, Rook, you've got to go to Popeye's, get me those new chicken sandwiches. Everybody wanted them. I didn't have anybody to send to go get me one, or I would have liked to try one, you know?
neither of us ate one.
Right. So Walt Akins sends Sam McGuavin to go get one. Sam McGuavin, I'm guessing there's a Popeye's near the facility in Davie?
Hell no. That's why he was so mad.
So he drives to wherever the Popeye's is.
You got to ride about 15-20 because I had to pick up Popeye's chicken Sunday morning. Or, no, what was that? That would be Saturday mornings between practice and the plane.
Oh, when you were a rookie?
Oh, yeah. They used to send me out.
So you would go to the Popeye's chicken. It was a 15-20-minute ride.
Yes.
But you had to get it for the entire defense?
Yeah, I had to get it for the linebackers. Defense. But, see, this is my thing is that I'm, you know, charismatic, and I'm a big, fine, light-skinned dude with long hair. So I, you know, talked to one of the ladies that worked there and asked them, hey, every Saturday morning, I'm going to have to come here and get a bunch of chicken.
Gotcha.
You know, can you hook me up? I might have, you know, maybe entertained her a little bit, too, so I could have the hookup. But, you know, I was singular.
Just to get in the front of the line at Popeye's chicken?
Come on, man. You can't.
But it wasn't back
then. You can't call in the order at Popeye's. I got to a point where I could call in the order at Popeye's because I wasn't getting no chicken.
So like how some people are whales in Vegas because they gamble $100,000 a hand.
Popeye's whale.
You were a whale at Popeye's.
Yeah. Well, actually, they probably call it Popeye's gigolo because it wasn't money putting me in that situation.
I got you.
It was my physical ability.
So Walt Akins sends Sam McGuavin to Popeye's to get the chicken sandwich. Sam McGuavin, good soldier. Yeah. He's like, I could argue this, but I'm going to go do it. Waits for an hour and a half, 2 hours. And by the time, and so he tells us a story. When he gets to Popeye's, the line for the drive through is down the street. So the policeman says, if you're in line, you got to go park in this parking lot over there. Sam McGuavin goes and parks in the parking lot. Now he gets in line at the Popeye's, waits an hour and a half later, gets out with the two chicken sandwiches, and his car is gone. It's been towed. And so now he has to call Sam McGuavin. He has to call Walt Akins, and his phone's dying, and Walt Akins, I guess, had to pick him up maybe and then take him to the tow place, paid for the towed car. Like, it was just it was a whole thing.
See?
All right. I see Dolphins are calling in there. Solana,
that's why he should have hollered at one of the girls at Popeye's and had the hookup.
That's that. You couldn't do it with this chicken sandwich. You couldn't do it. Like, it was too much of a sensation.
If you had the pieces and the stroke, you could have.
No.
Talk.
This was too important a moment for Popeye's chicken. You could not be sidetracked with the dibbling and the dabbling, if you will.
Y'all never saw my stroke.
All right. Well, Walt Akins is there. He's on the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. And I'll remind you, courtesy of the Dolphins, are you the ultimate Fins fan? In celebration of the NFL's 100th season, the Miami Dolphins invite you to enter for an experience of a lifetime. Each month, a different offer will be unveiled, and an exclusive Dolphin-centric experience of a lifetime will be awarded to a special Florida resident fan. To nominate a deserving fan, or for more information, visit dolphins.com/experiencefins. dolphins.com/experiencefins. Here is Walt Akins. Okay, Sam McGuavin told us a story, Walt, that you made him go as part of his rookie hazing to Popeye's to get two chicken sandwiches. His car ended up getting towed. Do you feel bad about what happened to Sam McGuavin?
Yeah, man, that was tough. I was actually just want my chicken sandwich, man. I didn't expect all this to happen, but I took care of him. I ended up paying for his car and made sure he was straight and able to get to work and everything.
I don't know, Walt, man. I was giving you props because you still hazing. And, you know, I'm old school. I like the hazing, man. Let him deal with that himself, man.
Oh, that's you went to pay for the towing of the car?
That's not my car. That's his damn responsibility.
Man, I still got to take care of my rookie. still got to take care of my rookie.
But did you second guess hazing Sam McGlavin? Because he did play three seasons in the CFL.
Yeah, he a rookie to the league, though.
My man.
All right. How was the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Oh, it was fire.
it was worth all the. Now, would you have waited for an hour in line to get one? Was it that good, or it's only fire if Sam McGlavin's waiting in line for you?
See, this is what happened. Sam don't tell the whole story. He only tell his part. I actually waited twice and didn't get the chicken sandwich, so I was tired of that, and I told Sam to do it for me, and that's how it went down. So I did actually go through that wait line and did it myself, so I knew he could do it.
And Walt,
he could do it without getting his car towed.
Yeah, you see that? That's his fault, man, ain't it? That's your fault, man. Don't park the way you're supposed to park. You see the signs?
Yeah. He's going to get me back, though. I already know.
Yeah, you know he is.
And man, even
he's
this con-
take care of me.
Even this conversation, bro, we looked it up. I found, I think, six guys, you know, in their late 20s, early 30s on the team. Are you an OG? Are you one of the guys that got to keep these young boys in line?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm an OG now. You know, we got a young team. So me being one of the older guys now, I'm quick. I feel like I got some type of seniority over my youngest, but I make sure they all right.
Walt Akins is with us, Dolphins and Cowboys, this Sunday. It is your sixth season with the Fins. I'm imagining, Walt, the first two games feel unlike anything you've ever experienced playing football before, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, how do you deal with that personally, and then as an OG, like how do you keep the younger guys in check with, hey, like we're gonna get better. It can't be this way.
Just gotta keep everybody positive, staying positive, and staying motivated. You know, we go out every day, and our goal is to get a win every day, and hopefully that transitions over to Sunday. We had a rough two games. We had a lot of young guys just getting here for the first time, maybe a couple days before. And we're just starting to gel with each other. But, you got to stay on the path, stay on the right course, and we'll work it out. We got a lot of ball players out here, a lot of people that want to win, a lot of people that's going to go out there and play hard. As you can tell, even in those two losses, we didn't stop until the clock struck zero. We're still going to go hard every play. Still going to give it all we got, and, I mean, we're ball players at the end of the day. We go out there to play ball. That's what we're going to do.
And is that your message? Is that the same message that Flores is saying in team meetings? Because I know, you know, walking in on a Monday, you know, after, what is it, 102-10, you know, scoring deficit, like when he walks in, is that the same message everybody's preaching in that facility?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we got to find a way to get a win. We got to find a way to manufacture a win, put something together to – go out there and be the team. So, I mean, we're not quitters. Nobody's a quitter, and everybody's a go-get-it type player. So, I mean, you just got to make it show.
And you jumping on that defense now. G5's out. You know, Minka just went to the Steelers. I'm sure you're going to get a little more, you know, a little more run on that defense. Are you going to take that same approach when you are in that defensive huddle and getting them guys right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You got to go out there and be a dog. It's like on special teams. You got to go out there and know you can beat the man in front of you. You know, you got to run fast. You got to hit, and you got to stop the ball. So that's what we're going to do.
Walt Akins is with us, captain this season as well. He's a captain. Now, obviously, you're not on the offensive side, but what was the mood around the team yesterday when word starts to spread that Josh Rosen would be the starting quarterback Sunday?
I mean, we go in every week and control what we can control. Those decisions are made by the coach and the coaching staff. So we take it for what it is and keep it moving. We got to go out there and perform Sunday. I mean, you can't live off the hype forever. We got to go out there and ball out.
I saw on social media today, so after practice this morning, there was like a little team meeting or something on the field where the whole team got together. Was that to announce Josh officially?
Yeah.
So he's the guy, and he's got the cachet to control that team.
I mean, it's still really up to the coaches. I'm on the defensive side of the ball, so I mean, I really don't worry about that too much per se. But hey, if the coach feels like Josh is the guy, then I know Fitz is still ready to go whenever, and vice versa. So, as far as I'm concerned, we're all getting ready for Dallas right now, and that's all I know.
And man, we talked to Sam McGuire, and he told us a story about you, you know, getting his car towed for some chicken sandwiches. And we talked to.
I don't know why he say I got his car towed. I didn't get his car towed.
Bro, he
got his car towed.
Before he talked about the chicken, he brought up you. He was snitching, man. I don't know how y'all deal with that.
Why are you trying to sell out Sam McGuavin like this?
That's the first thing he said.
Man. Walt had me go to Popeyes. Walt had me. That's you. You had to drive there.
Wow. I mean, you don't have to tell Walt, though, Tekashi.
I'm telling you.
Tekashi.
If he didn't want to see it, he could have called Walt to the Dolphin in the middle of the locker room, and I see he didn't decide on that path. That was my path. I decided on my rookie year, Walt, because Junior Seau and Zach Thomas, they said, Crowder, you ain't got to go get nothing. But then it was a guy by the name of Brandon Iambadeju and Derek Pope, and they were young guys, and they said, man, we want some chicken nuggets. And I said, bro, you got to see me on the Dolphin. Ain't nobody asked to see you on the Dolphin.
Nah, man. I mean, we can, though. I ain't worried about Derek.
You know what? That is probably the reason why they haven't asked to see you, because you can do that.
What are you doing here, Crowder?
I let y'all in on locker room conversation.
But why are you amping things up?
Me and Sam can go hash it out on the Dolphins.
See that?
What's happening here? You've got Walt Akins challenging Sam McGuavin to a fight on the Dolphins.
I'm giving y'all an inside look on how this happens in the locker room. And they're going to be friends afterwards.
We can go get it on the Dolphin and then shake up after.
Yes.
I don't understand what just happened here. Walt Akins is with us, Dolphins and Cowboys. Let me get to the really important question that I wanted to get to you. Walt Akins, I follow you on Twitter. A couple weeks ago, you tweeted at Jimmy John's that you got a sub and there was a long hair in it. Did they address that, and did they make it right?
Yeah, for sure. Corporate hit me up. They sent me a tweet and told me to send my info. So the next day I got a call from the manager of the shop. She was telling me to come in and they'll redo my sandwich. And I actually wasn't able to get in that next day. But I came later in the week and everybody was in there. The lady I talked to, they made a sandwich for me. We took a picture and we hashed it out because we had beef for a little second.
Right, you
I
almost
like that hair in my sandwich.
Yeah, you almost had to meet Jimmy John on the Dolphin.
Yeah, I almost met Jimmy John himself on the Dolphin.
Yeah, Jimmy John ain't got a chance.
And hashed it out.
That's how men handle things, Hawk. That's
like
the thing
exactly.
You understand.
We just meet on the Dolphin and hash it out.
I like.
And make sandwiches after.
I'll meet at Temple and I'll ask the Rabbi for some advice. In Dallas, are you going to hit up Whataburger?
I had Whataburger a couple of times. I don't really know if I'm gonna be keen on getting a Whataburger sandwich.
Really?
Especially about seeing that Saturday, man. You want to eat that and put that in your body for the game?
Yeah, man.
It's
like
really
a superfood, isn't it?
What, Whataburger's a superfood? Well, I might have to see Whataburger on the Dolphin then.
Hey, Walt, and I've been explaining to them. They've seen the videos out there with Ryan. I know you're cool with Ryan and Koa and the whole family about the shark diving,
yeah,
man.
Sure.
Please explain to them that you don't need no cage to shark dive.
Yeah, wait. Let me set it up
all,
a little
man.
Better because Crowder goes shark cageless shark
yes,
diving.
I actually, Walt, I bought me and Ryan went in on the boat and I bought in on the business because I enjoyed myself so much out there shark
but
diving.
But, Walt, you've gone shark diving without the cage.
Definitely, and it was a great time, man. I took some of my boys from back home who never really got to experience nothing like that. We went out there shark diving without a cage, and, I mean, it was a crazy experience. It was amazing. Sharks all around us. I don't know. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience that I'll probably do again for real.
Sharktoursfl.com.
Sharktoursfl.com.
Shout out Ryan, Cole, and Amber.
Yes, sir.
If one of my friends suggested we go shark diving without a cage, they'd have to meet me at the Dolphin.
They wouldn't.
Hey. Ask that out real quick, huh?
Hey, Walt, you ain't never seen Hawk. They wouldn't hesitate.
Walt, what is happening here? Walt, what is happening? You have brought something out of Crowder. I don't understand what's going on.
I can feel the testosterone.
I don't understand.
I can feel the dog in Walt.
Solana, text Sam McGuavin to look out.
he's getting Walt Akins all amped up. I don't know what's happening here. All right, Walt Akins from the Dolphins. Finally, I'm going to let you go, but do you have a message for Dolphins fans? A lot of Dolphins fans, obviously, it's a rough start to the season, obviously for the players like yourself, but for fans as well. You have a message for Dolphins fans?
Just stay true. I mean, real Dolphins fans are going to always show love, show support, no matter what we're going through, man. When times are bad, stick with us. When times are good, stick with us. I mean, the wishy-washy stuff, you know, that's not really a true fan, and we really appreciate our true fans who come out and support no matter what. So stay the course. We're going to get this thing on track.
All right, Walt Akins there from Miami Dolphins. And again, if you're the ultimate Fins fan, in celebration of the NFL's 100th season, the Miami Dolphins invite you to enter for an experience of a lifetime. Each month, a different offer will be unveiled, and an exclusive Dolphin-centric experience of a lifetime will be awarded to a special Florida resident fan. To nominate a deserving fan, and for more info, you can go to dolphins.com/experiencefins.
Walt, I got one more thing, man. I'm out there. You know, I'm Ryan and Amber and Coy and them, and I see your father out there pregame. I know I do the pregame on radio. Bro, have you seen him slap somebody? Because your dad looks like he'll knock the hell out of somebody if they say something wrong to him.
Oh, yeah. Pops will meet you on the Dolphin real quick.
I look like it.
How many people can fit on this Dolphin?
As many that want to. As many as that want to.
Hey, he got a lot of dog in him, too, man. Cut from a different cloth.
Yeah, that cloth never got near my family.
Y'all had cheese cloth.
I think I was shopping in a different fabric section.
Oh, man. Mama might meet you there, too.
Trust me, I'm not going anywhere near this Dolphin. Walt Akins, thanks for making time for us, Walt. We appreciate it.
No problem.
There you go. I don't know why you were amping him up there. What are you doing? You're getting Sam McGovern.
He's old school, though.
But
I heard it in his voice. He's old school. That's why I got excited,
you
man.
You got him all amped up, man.
Man, I like Walt. I knew Walt, but I like him even more now.
Walt Akins, Miami Dolphins. It's a Football Friday. Quick break. More next on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
I want to let this song play for a second because this is a very important anniversary of this song. Let it play here for a sec, Solana. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. It's called Hitting the Post.
Walking in the rain.
A legendary banger, this song. This is Orange Juice Jones. This song hit number one on the Billboard R&B chart on this day in 1986.
I got you.
This is a legendary banger. Have you heard this song, Solana?
I had never heard it, but no joke. When I researched it, man, I was, like, bobbing my head. Like,
it's great. Every line in this song, he's rapping at a girl.
And he called her cheating.
Caught her cheating.
This is before you're checking text messages and call logs.
He's got a line in here, I bought you things you couldn't even pronounce. One of my favorite lines. They should give that to DBJ next week.
That's a good one.
Crank it up a little bit. Orange Juice Jones, The Rain. Everybody on the text machine loved Walt Akins.
Yeah. He's a cool dude, man.
Somebody says, man, I like Walt on the real. Love Walt.
I'll tell you this. Walt's a guy you call if three or four guys are coming to your house to fight you. Walt's built like that.
He got you.
Yeah. Walt ain't. If y'all didn't get it, Walt's one of those dudes that, yeah, if you go into a fight, you text Walt and let him know, and he'll be there.
Somebody texts in, starting to doubt this Whataburger. Two players in a row think it's overrated. Who was it yesterday that said that that they were not going to? Oh, it was
Joe Jackson.
Yeah. Joe Jackson, who lives in Dallas now.
Yeah, it's not that good, huh?
Whataburger's legendary. It's legendary, so it can't not be that good.
We did shows on this, and I questioned it. But now that Joe Jackson and Walt Akins say something, now you're defending yourself. You said I was crazy.
I do think you're crazy. I think they're crazy.
It's a burger.
Hey, crank this up. No, it's a good burger.
It's salty.
Whataburger. Yeah, I want to hear this. And if you've never seen the video.
When he breaks it down and starts talking. Yeah, man.
Because Orange Juice Jones, he's smooth.
Hey, baby. Come on in here. Got some hot chocolate on the stove waiting for you. Listen, first things first. Let me hang up that coat. Yeah. How's your day today? Did you miss me? You did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much, I followed you. That's right. Now close your mouth, because you cold busted.
You cold busted.
Sit down here.
So mad at you.
Sit down.
My first impulse was to
run up on you.
Do a Rambo. Jammy and flat blast both of you.
A little bit louder, Solana.
$3,700 Lynx coat. So instead, I chill. Chill. Then I went to the bank, took out every dime.
Every dime.
And then I went and canceled all those credit cards.
He canceled her credit cards.
Ooh.
All your charge counts.
All the charge accounts.
I stuck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you.
They're gone.
That's right. Everything.
Gone.
Everything. Get fly with me. Nah, don't go looking in that closet, because you ain't got nothing in. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for you in the guest room.
Guest room?
That's right.
Can't even go in the bedroom.
Not in the bedroom.
What are you trying to prove?
What are you trying to prove?
Huh? This with the juice.
With the juice?
Silk suits, Gucci handbags, blue diamonds. I gave you things that couldn't even pronounce.
I love that.
Now I can't give you nothing but advice, because you're still young. That's right, you're still young. I hope you learn a valuable lesson from all this. You know, I'm gonna find somebody like me one of these days. Until then, know what you gotta do? You gotta get on out of here with that alley cat coat wearing, hush puppy shoe wearing, crumb cake I saw you with. Cause you dismissed. That's right. Silly rabbit tricks are made for kids.
You've been
know that?
Dismissed.
You without me like cornflake without the milk. It's my world. You just a squirrel
trying to get a nut. That song is so great, man. He dismissed her. You've been dismissed.
Shouldn't go out with the alley cats.
Our friend Jimmy the Donk, he is a Photoshop expert. He has just made you look like Tekashi out here snitching on Sam McGuavin. Look at this. Look at
that. Boy, they gave Tekashi 6ix9ine? They told him he'd win 100 years. He told on everybody.
Anybody and everybody.
Boy.
It reminds me of your story. Guys.
They got us. Man, they caught you. We made it. Why are you telling?
He was in a situation. One of the guys in Crowder's situation got caught.
We were hunting on somebody else's land. We were hog hunting. And we saw the truck lights turn on, and they chase you off of their land. All you got to do is make it to the tree line. The tree line is where, you know, the fields end and the trees start. Nobody can pull a car through trees, obviously. So a whole thing is if they catch us, get to the tree line, and we're good, we made it. Four of us. Bulldog was the last guy. Real name is Josh. Now I'm really snitching. Me, Brian, Dane, and Josh. Me, Brian, and Dane make it to the tree line. We out of there. The truck pulls in front of Bulldog. Fellas, they got us. Come on out. I said, bro, is he yelling at us?
They didn't get us. They got him.
You. What are you doing? Randolph Channing Crowder. Come on back. What is going
they
on?
They got us.
Dog?
All right. Football Friday. Did a little Orange Juice Jones detour there. We got a ton coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. You do not want to go anywhere.
When it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. I know they play in Dallas this week, but if you haven't been to the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party between the South and Southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium, you're missing out. Last couple weeks have been awesome. Last week, Flo Rida was there. We had live performances. We have all the foosball. We have the Connect Four. We have cornhole. We have the delicious food Publix sets up at the Ultimate Tailgate Party. You got to get to the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party and see how tailgating is really done. But this football season, Publix pulled out something special. It's football season special, and Publix got something special for you. I used to count and tell y'all how many I ate, but I've eaten dozens right now. The Miami Dolphin Pub sub, a stack high with crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, crisp lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and that tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is amazing. You got to be the king of the tailgate with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. And you've been going to that Dolphin, that Publix deli for years, guys. You know how good it is. Those cold cut sandwiches, the rotisserie chicken, the chicken wings, the fried chicken. You know how delicious it is. Those platters feed dozens. The drinks, the ice, the beer, the chips, the sides, the snacks, they got it all. And I want to tell you about Publix.com, where you can order your Publix. Busy moms, busy dads, I know how it is. I got an 8 and a 6-year-old. I like to spend time with them on Saturday. I like to spend my off time with my family, but I want to enjoy a watch party. I want to enjoy a tailgate. Go to Publix.com/DolphinSubs. You can order your tailgating needs, and they will deliver it to you so you can have time with your family. And then right there, you got all your tailgating stuff. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Many, many people on the text machine love Orange Juice Jones, The Rain. I'm glad you could all relive the mid-80s with me there as we celebrated the anniversary of that classic. I have retweeted Tekashi 55.
They got us, Sam McGuavin. Walt caught us.
I tweeted it. I said, man, Crowder out here snitching on Sam McGuavin to Walt Akins. That is a brilliant Photoshop by Jimmy the Donk. Well done by you. In the 3 o'clock hour, Lee Sterling is going to join us, professional sports handicapper. He had a great week last week. 4 o'clock hour, Ira Winderman's going to join us. Jamie Eisenberg is going to join us. Kevin Burkhart from NFL on Fox. This is a loaded potato of a football Friday. Walt Akins was excellent in this hour. All right. We got to take all the stations, Papa, Hockman and Crowder. I forgot your name, Tekashi. Hockman and Crowder simulcast is next. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.